One of President Donald Trump's executive orders threatens to withhold federal funds from so-called sanctuary cities. These are places explicitly welcoming to immigrants and refugees and that sometimes refuse to cooperate with immigration enforcement. Nashville is not a sanctuary city, but occasionally adopts like-minded policies. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez explains.
Nashville leaders don't usually utter the term sanctuary city. Instead, some variation of this phrase.
I'm glad Nashville is a very welcoming city.
A friendly, welcoming city to new Americans.
We're warm and welcoming.
Warm and welcoming from Mayor Megan Berry, former Mayor Carl Dean, and mayoral candidate David Fox. What that has meant for immigrants is complicated. Nashville has created programs to assist immigrants. Schools offer mentors to foreign-born families. City librarians help newcomers apply for citizenship. And the city created a multilingual phone service to explain government documents. But if there were a sanctuary city litmus test, it would be how local police and jails interact with Federal Immigration Enforcement, or ICE. That relationship led activists to confront Mayor Berry at a recent rally.
We are not going to make our police immigration officers. They're not going to do it.
Voices in the crowd call out that police are complicit. One asks, will Nashville stop assisting with deportations?
And I will tell you that what I need you to do with that is to help me with the elected sheriff.
Here's the way that Sheriff Darren Hall says deportations have taken place for years. Jail guards don't flag inmates to ICE. Instead, they allow access to booking records, where federal agents search for undocumented immigrants charged with a crime. Then they can send what's known as a detainer request to hold the inmate. In the past 2 years, ICE has come to pick up 1,042 people.
I guess the main thing I would want to be clear about is that we haven't changed because of the executive order, and we're still living under what was the Obama administration's policy.
Researchers at Syracuse University found that out of nearly 7,000 ICE requests since 2003, Nashville authorities tended to cooperate. Other cities routinely refuse, like San Francisco, and officials there are now under heightened scrutiny. Mayor Megan Berry, meanwhile, has sidestepped the label. That may attract less attention from the Trump administration. And anyway, state lawmakers banned sanctuary cities from Tennessee. Label aside, Berry explained her approach in a speech on the day after her exchange with protesters.
My Christian faith teaches me to welcome the stranger. And I believe that's what Nashville and the United States should continue to do.
Berry also argues that fear of deportation, when it makes families afraid to send their children to school or stops crime victims from coming forward, makes the city less safe and less prosperous. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.